Weather dominated the headlines last week and the mini heatwave was brought to an end. We got businesses flooded around the county, football matches called off, all sorts of things going wrong because of the inclement weather. Simon Hardy is a senior reporter on Shropshire Star and he was writing about the events of Tuesday night and the rest of the week. So looking back to Tuesday, Simon, what actually happened?
Well, as you've said, Andy, last week we had really muggy weather. It was very close, as everyone's aware. Now it's a lot fresher. It's still warm, but it's breezy. And sadly, we had to pay the price for that changeover. And it came on Monday, which turned out to be the hottest day of the year so far in Shropshire. The temperature actually hit 27.5 degrees centigrade, or in English money, that's 81 Fahrenheit. And you'll all remember it was incredibly close. Well, about 8 o'clock that night, the sky finally cracked and the heavens opened. And for about 2 hours, we had the most savage storm we've had for years and torrential downpours.
And very destructive weather. Lights going out for houses, power cuts, all
there
that?
Was all sorts of mayhem going on. For instance, between 10 to 9 and about half past 10, as I say, I'd put that as the height of the storm, Shropshire Fire and Rescue said they had 50 calls to incidents, predominantly to the flooding of homes and gardens. Sadly, they weren't able to help, they had to prioritise. And the garden floodings, they were just advising people to stop up the front doors and just try to keep the tide away. But with the home floodings, they have an emergency plan which they put into action, and they were shipping out sandbags to various areas. The football suffered heavily. It was the semi-finals of the Shropshire Senior Cup on Monday evening, which had Telford at home. Telford's game lasted precisely 2 minutes before the torrential rain made it unplayable. And the Shrewsbury game, that was interrupted in the second half when it was thought that a lightning bolt hit the pylons and the floodlights went out for about a quarter of an hour. So there was mayhem everywhere.
And hopefully there won't be too much more, that's the worst of it.
Well, the weathermen say that we're going to get some showers from now on. It's still going to be warm, although not as hot as it has been in the past. Over the Welsh side, there are going to be some particularly heavy showers, but we can look forward to showers and warm weather, but not as muggy as it has been, and hopefully no conflagrations like there were on Monday night.
The future of a Telford post office will be decided next week. Plans to shut the Randley branch prompted a wave of protest, with locals taking their fight to Downing Street. Mail watchdog Postwatch also wrote to the post office, warning that if the closure went ahead, it would force the company to rethink the decision. Lizzie Yates is a reporter on the Shropshire Star and she's been covering the story. So Lizzie, what's the background to the story?
Well, Ranelagh Post Office was named, along with a number of other post offices, as one that could potentially face closure. And while many have already been told that they're closing, or Ranelagh still went under further review, so we're still waiting to find out its future. This week we're expecting to hear from Post Office Limited, and who are either going to tell us whether it can stay open or whether it will have to close.
Great. And the people in Randley, presumably, did they have petitions? Did they?
Yeah, well, there's been very strong opposition to the proposal to close it in Randley. Councillor Tom Biggins, he had a 1,800 signature petition which he delivered to Downing Street, protesting at the planned closure. And speaking to people who use the post office, we've heard that it's a very busy post office, and many older people in the area rely on it, and it would be very sadly missed if it was to close.
So clearly the people from Randley this week, when the decision's made, they'll be hoping that the post office remains open.
Yep.
Great, thank you very much. It's a week of agricultural shows in rural Shropshire, with two of the county's premier events planned. The Burwarton Show will take place on Tuesday from 8:15 to 8 p.m, and thousands of people will descend on Burwarton, which is midway between Ludlow and Bridge North. The Minsterley Show will follow on Saturday. I'm joined by Neil Thomas, who's the editor of Shropshire Magazine, and that reports on the shows. So Neil, these shows are held in great affection by people across the county, and why is that?
Well, I think, Andy, as much as anything, show's just a great way to spend a lovely summer's day. Provided, of course, the sun shines. Otherwise, it can be a bit of a nightmare, I suppose. But essentially, you do get to see the best of Shropshire, the best of the county. Just as importantly, though, I think, these shows give the rural part of the county a very important economic shot in the arm. They're very much the lifeblood of the areas where they're held. And also, of course, they're clean family fun. And that's not always an easy commodity to find these days.
Great. Yep. And I think that the shows go back over many years. Burwerton dates back 110 years and Minsterley 130 years. They've really stood the test of time. And why have they endured for so long?
Well, I think they're very much a celebration of Shropshire life and country life and culture. And as long as there's life in the country, there'll always be shows. And they're very much a part, I think, of the fabric of Shropshire and the fabric of the towns and villages where they're held. And that's essentially why they've endured, and that's why the magazine is proud to be involved with them and to report on them, and why we'll continue to do so for many years to come.
That's great. We'll look forward to those shows over the next week. Thanks, Neil. Readers of the Shropshire Star have been given the chance to meet their local reporters during special events called Out in the Community. The project has been started in the Shrewsbury office, and Ria Parsons, the chief reporter for Shrewsbury, is here to talk about what she's been doing. So Ria, I think you've been out and about to Bayston Hill, is that right?
Yep, I went out to Bayston Hill on Tuesday. I spent the morning with a community support officer doing the rounds with them, followed by lunch with the local parish councillors, and then in the afternoon I had a 2-hour surgery at the local pub for residents to come in and chat to me.
And were there many people turn up to talk?
To the surgery in the afternoon, there was only a few people, but everyone came in with a story that we could work on and put together. And obviously the locals in the pub were quite interested and got involved as well.
So that sounds like it's a great way of meeting readers of the paper, and also a great opportunity for them to give you stories and tell you about what's happening.
It is. There's a lot of people, especially from the villages around Shrewsbury, that can't make it into town and can't come into our office. And that's why we've been going out to them and meeting them in their own villages so that they can speak to us when they want to.
Great. And the talks that you had in Bayston Hill, were there any interesting stories from there?
We had a resident who came in from Bayston Hill who'd been having some trouble with his road and problems with Severnside Housing. And we're having a chat to Severnside Housing about that and putting a bit together about how long it's taking to repair the road. And we also had problems with a rat run through Bayston Hill that a couple of residents didn't like, and we're working with the Highways Agency on that as well.
So a great idea, and we may see similar Out in the Community events in other offices in due course.
They are hoping to branch it out if it's successful, and so far it has been very successful.
Thank you very much. There are some great events to look forward to over the next 7 days, and the Shropshire Star will be producing special supplements on those. I'm joined by Shropshire Star's features editor, Carl Jones. What sort of supplements can we look forward to in the next week?
Well, as you know, Andy, we've got a regular programme of supplements. Monday's always our business supplement. We do motoring on a Friday and property on a Wednesday. But we've got two special supplements coming in the next 7 days. Tuesday is an 8-page preview of the Shrewsbury Flower Show, which is not many days away now, the 15th and the 16th of August. And that's really a roundup guide of what's happening at this year's show. We've got celebrity chef James Martin coming. The Shropshire Star has been running something called Golden Couples for the last few years, which is one of my favourite events that we attend, where couples who are celebrating 50 years of marriage are given a champagne and strawberries reception. It's always a really lovely day. Oversubscribed again, and we're doing that. So a busy 8-page supplement on Tuesday. And then on Friday, of course, I know we're still playing cricket, but the football season's just around the corner. So we've got our big kickoff supplement, and the guys on our sports desk are currently busy putting together their predictions as to who they think is going to be winning the championship and the second division. We'll see what James Garrison thinks Shrewsbury Town's chances are. We'll have a look at how Telford United are shaping up after the playoff disappointment of last year, and a look at some of the other local clubs, Stoke in the Premiership, Wolves as ever trying to get into the Premiership, and of course the Albion New Boys as well. So lots in our supplement programme next week to look forward to.
Great. And these supplements, these are really, really in-depth, lots of colour and really going to town on the detail, and you can't get this information anywhere else.
I think that's the thing. It's exclusive copy, and it's written by local reporters who are writing about these topics day in, day out. You'll get your snapshots of news on the back page or the front page, but this is a look at some at things in a lot more detail for people that want to just maybe pull out, keep and digest at their leisure, or even in the case of the Flower Show supplement, keep right up to the show and maybe even take it with them.
Great, we'll look forward to those supplements next week.